Thank you very much. We just celebrated Hanukkah, and the Gemara says that when one lights the Hanukkah candles, he recites the bracha shekedushanu b'mitzvah yisav tzivanu l'ad l'gnei Hanukkah. So the Gemara asked the question, but it's not true. Hashem alakeinu kedushanu b'tzivanu l'ad l'gnei Hanukkah. It doesn't say in the Chumash. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't instruct us to light Hanukkah candles. It's only mid the Rabbanan. How can you say kedushanu b'mitzvah tzivanu if it's not true? So the Gemara says, no, there's a pasuk in Chumash that indicates that we have to follow all of the takonas that the Chachamim introduce. So the Gemara quotes two opinions, which is the pasuk in Chumash that instructs us that we have to observe the din of Darbon. So the first opinion in the Gemara is that it says, L'sasam ekol adovash yagidu l'cho yom enismo. She listened to everything that Bez Nagodol paskins. And the assumption is, it's not only Bez Nagodol, it's in every generation, the Gdoli Hador in every generation have the status like Bez Nagodol. Bez Nagodol are the Gdoli Hador. The Gdoli Hador have the status like Rabbi Muvok. So you have to listen to any takone that the Bezin says. And the second opinion of Gemara is not based on the Pasuk Lo Sasur, but rather based on a different Pasuk that says, Shalavicha v'yageitcha, we should ask our elders and we should follow their recommendations. So there's an innocent machlokes in the Gemara. What is the pasuk that requires of us to observe the din of the Rabbanan? First opinion is Laisasur, and the second opinion is Shalavicha v'yagetcha. The Gemara in Brachas in the third perek only quotes Laisasur. The Gemara says the binding force of all of the binding force in the Chumash of all of the mitzvah Rabbanan is the pasuk Laisasur. So the Rambam says, the binding force of Laisos, he adopted the first opinion, because the Gemara Brocha says so. The Ramban comes with a whole attack against the Rambam. The way it's presented in the Sefer Mitzvahs is like this. The Gemara makes a statement at the end of Makkos that there are 613 mitzvahs. The Gemara doesn't tell us which are the 613 mitzvahs. So in every generation, they try to work out, they try to make a calculation. Which are the Taryag mitzvahs? So the Sefer Halachas Gedolos that was written in the days of the Gaonim is a Sefer HaMitzvahs. He tries to calculate, tries to figure out which are the Taryag Mitzvahs Ater. The Rambam bases much of his Minyan HaMitzvahs. The Rambam wrote a Sefer HaMitzvahs also. The Rambam wasn't the first. Before the Rambam was the Bahag. So the Rambam attacks the Bahag on a lot of points. He adopts much of the Bahag and he disagrees with a lot of it. And the Ramban comes and he disagrees with a lot of the Rambam. He deletes 17, 18 mitzvahs haseh, has to replace them with others, because the Gemara says there are 248 mitzvahs haseh, 365 mitzvahs lois haseh. So the Ramban deletes a whole bunch of mitzvahs that the Rambam counted. He gives you a whole explanation why he has to replace them with other mitzvahs. Then he deletes a whole bunch of mitzvahs lois haseh, has to replace them with other mitzvahs. So the first half of the Sefer Mitzvahs, the Rambam, he gives you the 14 klolim, the original translation of the Sefer Mitzvah. Sefer Mitzvah was written in Arabic originally. And I don't read Arabic, so most of us read it in the Hebrew translation. So in the original Hebrew translation, he translated the 14 sharashim. In modern Hebrew, we call it the 14 klolim. We don't call it the 14 sharashim. In the old translation, the 14 sharashim of the Rambam. So the Rambam writes that you only include mitzvahs that are minat Torah, because the Loshon HaGemara, the end of Makkos, is Taryag mitzvahs nemar lo l'Moshe miSinai. So the mitzvahs Moshe Rabbeinu was told to Har Sinai were only the biblical mitzvahs. It wasn't told the rabbinical mitzvahs that they were introduced in the later generations. So the Rambam says it doesn't make sense to include mitzvahs derabbanan. So if you're not including mitzvahs derabbanan, but aren't you obligated to observe the mitzvahs derabbanan? Rambam says, yeah, it says lo sasur. It says in the Chumash Loisasur, so the binding force, all the mitzvahs derabbanan, the Bahag counts several mitzvahs derabbanan, Adlokas Neres Chanukah, and until it's Yedaimenei, Ruvi Chatzeris, and Purim, I think it counts a few mitzvahs from derabbanan. The Rambam says you shouldn't count them as individual mitzvahs, they all fall under the category of Loisasur. They shouldn't be counted separately. Loisasur is on the level of Deraisa, and it includes all the mitzvahs derabbanan. That's what it says in the Gemara. L'sasim includes all the mitzvahs Rabban. And the Ramban has a long attack against the Rambam, and he claims, Adirabba, when you look in the Gemara in Brachas on Daf Yutes on the base, you see that there never was a first opinion. The first opinion in the Gemara in Chanukah, that the binding force of the mitzvahs, the Rabbanan, is loisasur, that was never intended to be taken seriously. The Gemara says in Brachas, all the din and the Rabbanan, asmachu, akrod de loisasur. See, the first opinion was that it's only asmachta. No one ever meant that that's really the source of the Torah. So there never was a first opinion. So there's only the second opinion, that's all. It's based on Shalavicha v'yagetcha, Zikenech v'yamlach. What's so terrible? Why can't it be based on loisasur? So Rabban explains, read the whole Parsha in the context. That is to say, Ki palim imcha dov ala mishpat, in Parsha's Shoftim, in Chumash Dvarim. Ki palim imcha dov ala mishpat, if you won't know what the din is, bein dam le dam in din le din ben negel nege, any area of halacha, by the east of the heter, dam le dam, din le din, din imamenis, negel nege, tum le tari, these are the three areas of halacha. Din imamenis, east of the heter, tum le tari, gimel chalke ha-toyra. So he says, you don't know what the din is, and it's divei rivas, but shirach is causing friction in the community. If it's in different communities, so there's no problem. Let them paskin like this, and let them paskin like that. The Bishamai, the Gemara says, also Bishamai ki devreim, and Bishamai's yeshiva, they follow their opinion. Basil's yeshiva, they follow their opinion. In Vilna, they follow this paisik. In Warsaw, they follow the other paisik. In Krakow, they follow a different paisik. In New York, they follow a different paisik. That's not a problem. You don't. Not everybody has to follow the same psak. Enough. Everybody calls up Rabbi Yashiv, and the whole world has to follow Rabbi. Why? It never was like that. Every rabbi, a Talmid Chacham, paskins if he's entitled to an opinion. So he follows. In the days of the Beis Hamikdash, the Mishnah tells us in the first Perek in Horeis, there used to be every shevet had its own Bez Nagadol, and the Bez Nagadol of the shevet would paskin for that shevet. And every shevet would observe the mitzvahs differently, just like human beings appreciate variety. HaKadosh Baruch Hu appreciates variety as well. Apparently, there's the Balatanya quotes this on the Pasuk in Chumash. When Yitzchak Avinu requests of Esav, he should go hunting. He should make a delicious meal, make different courses in the meal. Matamim, make different courses. So the Zohar says, well, you have to make different courses. You have a piece of chicken. If you're still hungry, have another piece of chicken. Still hungry, have another piece of chicken. What's the problem? The answer is the human beings appreciate variety. You have a vorspeis, and you have a nachspeis, and you have a dessert, and you have a fruit cup, and you have vegetables, and you have cholent, you have kugel. You have variety. So just like the Zohar Adzan, just like human beings appreciate variety, variety is the spice of life, the Ribbono Shel Olam also appreciates variety. He wanted, the plan was, they're going to be Yud Beis Shvatim, every Shevet is going to have its own Bez Nagadol, and each Shevet is going to have a different Mahalach and Avodas Hashem. But the Pasuk says, so you don't have to always run to the Bez Nagadol Shel Yerushalayim. When do you have to go? If it's in the same community, Divrei Rivas B'Sherecha, it's causing friction within one community, then we don't want to have friction. So then you have to go to the Bez Nagadol, whatever they decide, then it's already binding on all of Klal Yisrael. So the Ramban says, in the context of the Chumash, then it says, whatever the Bez Nagadol paskins, you have to follow the psak of the Bez Nagadol. But that's only if the shaila that was presented to them was, if you don't know what the din is. You have a shaila in Hilchos Shabbos, is it mutar, is it asur? We have a new shaila, do we have to observe Chanukah? Absolutely no. What's the question? It doesn't exist. Chanukah. You don't have to observe Chanukah. There's no din in the Chumash. You have to observe. You want to invent Chanukah. That's not Ki Palimim Chadav Ala Mishpah. The Ramban says, based on this simple reading, the context of the parasha, Lo Yisasur only applies on dinim deraisa. If you won't know what the din is, you have a suffix, what is the din? Then you present it to the Bez Nagadol. Then it says, Lo Yisasur. They're mevarei what the din in the Torah is. But if for sure there's no din in the Torah, the rabbis want to invent a new Takana Derabbanan, that cannot be covered with Loisasa. So Ramban says Loisasa is the wrong pasuk. And even the first opinion of the Gemara said Loisasa, the Gemara says in Brachas, it was only intended as an asmachta, and it has to be the second pasuk. Shalavicha v'yageitcha. The question is, what is Shalavicha v'yageitcha? Zikenech v'yomrolach, that goes, ask your elders, learn from history. History repeats itself. Ask your grandparents who lived through the First World War, and they heard from their grandparents who lived through whatever was they lived through, the Communist Revolution, whatever they lived through. So learn from history. Why should you learn? We should always learn from experience. Why learn from our experience? Learn from someone else's experience. So the Pasuk says, Shalavich v'yagetcha, doesn't go on Dinim de Rabbanan. Where did the The Ramban thinks the first pasuk is only an asmachta. The second pasuk, that's number. What is shalavicha yagetcha? It doesn't say anything about mitzvahs. The Rabbanan shalavicha yagetcha is not one of the tarjag mitzvahs. Telling a story, ask your elders and learn from history. How is that a mocker to teach us that the mitzvahs, the Rabbanan, are binding? It's very unclear. The second opinion is very. The first opinion makes more sense, but the Ramban says there never was a first opinion. It was only meant as an asmachta. So what is the second opinion? So Rabbi Chana Wasserman has an essay which he wrote in America. He was raising funds in America for his yeshiva, so he wrote his Kuntres Dibrei Sofrim. How did Dinam Darabana relate to Dinam Daraisa? It's a whole Kuntres. So he explains what it is. The binding force of the mitzvahs, the Rabbanan, according to the second opinion in the Gemara, is really the pasuk, V'yahavtas Hashem Elokecha. We have sometimes Chovas Halvavis and sometimes Chovas Ha'ivarim. Chovas Halvavis, we have to develop a love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's not so easy, to develop a love for an invisible being. Then you have chovas ha'ivarim, to shake a lulav, to wear tefillin, to eat matzah, to sit in a sukkah. So we have to Hashem al-kecha, so chovas ha'ivarim also. You have to do actions that demonstrate, that indicate that you love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're supposed to develop a love in your heart. That's difficult. You're supposed to demonstrate, the chovas ha'ivarim, to demonstrate that you love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How does one demonstrate that he loves HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So the Mesillas Hashoyim quotes a Medrash. How does a person demonstrate that he loves his parents? How does a person demonstrate that he loves his spouse? So when it comes your wife's birthday, we hope you'll remember when that my wife always waits till midnight, and after the birthday, then she says, "You forgot again." But we got married on election day, so whenever there's an SOY election, or there's a municipal election, or the family, whatever's election, I say, happy anniversary. Okay. But how do you demonstrate that you love your parents? You take the garbage down before your mother asks you 10 times, please take out the garbage. Your mother wants you to go shopping, she'd like you to buy something, so you do it on your own. When you volunteer, when you surprise your parents, and you surprise your wife on her birthday, or on the wedding anniversary, you do something to surprise her. You do something that they didn't ask you to do. That's how one demonstrates that he loves members of the family. So that's what the Mesillas Hashoyim quotes in Medrash. The way that we're supposed to demonstrate that we love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Chovas HaEvarim involved in V'ahavta Es Hashem Elokecha, is we should go above and beyond what HaKadosh Baruch Hu instructed us to do. We should figure out what is the spirit of the law, not just observe the letter of the law. We should figure out what is the spirit of the law, what is HaKadosh Baruch Hu driving at, and we should go one step past what he said. Yeah, that's a Mishnah in Maseches Avodah Zarah. Mishnah Maseches Avodah Zarah comments on the pasuk in Shir Hashirim. Ki toivim doidecha miyoyin. I cherish HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the chosen b'nei Yisrael adekala. Shir Hashirim is a mashal of the love between HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'nei Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says he appreciates the love that we demonstrate for him. Ki toivim doidecha miyoyin. He loves it more than wine. What is that referring to? So the Mishnah says, doidecha, the love that we express to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is when we observe the mitzvahs and the Rabbanot. We go above and beyond what he instructed us to do. He gave us 613 mitzvahs. We go beyond that. We want to live up to the spirit of the law. Chavivim alai divrei sofrim yosim yeinu shel Torah. Yayin means the dinam deraisa. So HaKadosh Baruch appreciates when we observe dinam derabanan. This is our way to demonstrate that we love him. So Rabbi Chana Wasserman says that's really the binding force. According to the second opinion in Gemara, that lo sasser doesn't apply. According to the Ramban, there never was a first opinion. So the binding force, not so much the pasuk shalavich v'yagetcha, the binding force is the pasuk v'yahavtas Hashem alakecha. The way to demonstrate that we love HaKadosh Baruch Hu is by going above and beyond the letter of the law to do something that he never instructed us to do. But the question is, how do you know that you're going according to the spirit of the law? You're going further. Like someone said, you have to take the A train to 181st Street and then you walk to the yeshiva. It's a 9-minute walk. So the kasha is, why should I get off 181st Street and walk 9 minutes? Let me go to the next stop. So the answer is the next stop is the cloisters. You're not getting deeper into the yeshiva. You're going further away. I remember once I was so stupid, I was going to speak in Baltimore. So they told me I think a train. I think I took a train. take a train to get off in this stop, and then it's a 45-minute drive. Someone's going to pick me up. So I said, let me go to the next stop. So they said, no, the next stop will be an hour and a half drive. The next stop, the next step is not always deeper into where you're going to want to go. So how do you know that you're following the spirit of the law? Who says that you're following the spirit of the law? There are lunatics in our generation who want to go above and beyond what HaKadosh Baruch Hu instructed. So the Baruch Shalom only instructed us to perform a bris milah on a baby boy. So they want to have equal rights for the women. So they perform a brita on a baby girl and they mutilate part of her organ. That's scandalous. That's an avera. That's not a mitzvah. That's stupidity. So how do you know if you're going one step further? Are you going deeper into the spirit of the law? Maybe you're floating away further. So that's what the Gemara quoted the Pasuk. Shalavicha v'yagedcha zikenecha v'yomraloch. Ask the people who are Talmid HaChamim who have a picture of Kol HaTorah Kulo. So they have a proper perspective of what the mitzvahs are supposed to represent. So they will tell you what is the spirit of the law. Person just knows a din over here, a din over there. He knows Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. He may not fully grasp the whole picture of what Kol HaTorah Kulo is all about. But Shalavicha v'yagedcha, ask learned people. They'll already be able to guide you what is the spirit of the law and what's considered going deeper into the spirit of the law. How does one fulfill this chayvus ha'ivarim of demonstrating that he loves HaKadosh Baruch Hu by doing things that he wasn't instructed? Who says that's going to please HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So that's the machlokes, the Rambam and the Ramban. What's the difference? Such a big fuss. What's the difference? Was the first pasuk or the second pasuk? So the Ramban explains it's a matter of life and death. The din is that a zok mamre is chayv misa. Zok mamre is tamet chacham, who paskins in public against the psak of the Bez Nagarl. So it says you have to put him to death. The din only applies if he's a tam chacham. If he's a plain balabas and he paskins, it's a joke, no one's going to listen to him anyway. But if he's a tam chacham, the Rambam says if he has smicha, he's a tam chacham, so then somebody may listen to him. He's an authority. So then if he paskins against the Bez Nagarl, he's chayv misa. We have a rule, ein onshim elam kei mazhirin. So when we were in elementary school, the teacher said, I'm warning you, because we only punish if we warn you. So that's not the correct pshat. That's correct. You don't give a punishment unless you warn. You always need hasra. But that's not what that statement means. You only give einash haguf, nisa malkus, if a person violated a loisese in the chumash. Maseh hasharas ese is not called an asara. You have to have an asara of a lav. So which lav, which loisese did the Zok HaMamri violate that he should be chayv misa if he paskins against the Bez Nagarl? So you read the parsha in the Chumash, the loisese is loisosur, that is the loisese. So the question is raised, what if the Zok HaMamri doesn't like the psak of the Bez Nagarl and Adin the Rabbanan? Bez Nagarl decides that Chomet should be also b'hanoa mid the Rabbanan an hour before Chatzos on Erev Pesach, then Atar the Chomet is only also b'hanoa after Chatzos. Before Chatzos is muta b'hanoa. And with the Rabbanah, they prohibited Adam Toya B'Shoah Achas. So they prohibited, you're not allowed to get Hanoah for an hour before, you're not allowed to eat the Chametz an hour before it's also B'Achila. So the Rambam explains, based on the Gemara, the Zok HaMamri is only Chayv Misa if he paskins against the Bez Nagarl on a matter that could lead to Kares. How can Chametz B'Erev Pesach lead to Kares? If a man is Mekadosh Anisha with the Suri Hanoah, so the Mishnah says, Einim B'Kodesh. So the Zok HaMamri says, I hold, he paskins against the Bez Nagarl, that if the man is Mekadosh Anisha, with Chametz, B'Shoah Shisha, is the last hour before Chatzos, the Kedushin is Chal. And the Bez Nagarl says, not true. The Kedushin is not Chal, because it's also B'Hanoah Mid Rabbanan. So that's a psak that can lead to Aveir of Koris. So the Rambam writes explicitly in Hilchas Mamrim, when he quotes all of the dinim of Zok HaMamre, he says, if the Bez, yeah, that's the Mashal in the Rambam. If Bez Nagarl says, Chametz is also B'Hanoah an hour before Chatzos, that's the Psak HaMekubal. And the Zok HaMamri says, everybody has watches today, everybody has a clock on the wall. Whoever doesn't wear a watch, everybody has a clock. You don't need an hour before. 5 minutes is enough. 5 minutes before Chatzos, also B'Hanoah. No one's watch, no one's clock is going to be off more than 5 minutes. And the Chametz is Muta B'Hanoah in the first 55 minutes before Chatzos. Only the last 5 minutes. So the Rambam says, if someone, as Zok HaMamri, paskins against the Bez Nagarl, he violated Loisosur. That's the Rambam Lashita so, that there's a violation of Loisosur and Dinam Derabbanan. He passed like the first opinion. And the Zok HaMamri will be Chayv Misa. The Rambam says he disagrees. He said, there's no Misa on Dinam Derabbanan because there's no Loisosur. In the context of the Parsha, Loisosur is only if it's If you're not sure what the din is. Here we know what the din is. The din is HaChametz is Mutabana. Before Chatzos, there's no Sufik. We know what the din is. The Bez Nagadol invented a new din. That's not Ki Yipali Mimchada, but that's not covered with the Pasuk Loisasa. So it's a matter of life and death. Never going to come up in a million years that the Bez Nagadol is going to pass from one way. But on the books, that's a Machlekes, the Ramam and the Ramban. So the Ramban has a whole attack against the Ramam. How can he say such a thing? That all the dinim of the Rabbanon are included in Loisasa, so he's telling us that it's biblically required to observe all of the dinim of the Rabbanon. But we have a rule in the Gemara that Safik deraisa luchum and Safik derabbanon lekula. So according to the Rambam, all the dinim of the Rabbanon become dinim deraisa. Everything is included in Loisasa. Why isn't it a kasha on the Ramban also? Why is it only kasha on the Rambam? Ramban also says that it's binding menator for some reason or another. So he quotes, the Gemara quoted the Pasuk Shalavicha V'Agetcha, Rabbi Chanan touched it up a little bit. It's not really the Pasuk Shalavicha, it's really the Pasuk V'Haftas Hashem Elokecha, to demonstrate your love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So you have to volunteer things that he never instructed, he never commanded you to do. Kitav Nadech Miyoyin. And Shalavicha V'Agetcha means, ask those who are very learned, they'll tell you what is the spirit of the Lord. But it should be the same question, L'Ramban L'Shitosei. Why does he only think it's a kasha against the Rambam? Rabban has such a long attack against the Rambam and the Sefer Mitzvahs. He says, it's not right. The dinim der Rabbanon are only binding mit der Rabbanon. But the Rambam thinks that the binding mit Torah, they both have a pasuk, very unclear. Rav Soloveitchik used to say, he doesn't understand, ma kol harash hazeh, they made such a big fuss. In his mind, it's like this. Rabbi Soloveitchik used to give a shir every Tuesday night for a group of balabatim in New York City. It was called the Chevre Shas HaKlolis in Maria Synagogue. It used to be a shul on 80th Street in Broadway. They rented a room in an office building. They used to have a music school in the same building, and in the springtime they had the windows open in order that there was no air conditioning there, so the cars were always honking. So it was always noisy there with the music school and the cars honking in the street. The shul doesn't exist, and the whole thing is part of a Gap store now. There's no longer an entrance on the side. The whole room doesn't exist anymore. It's a part of a big store. So for over 10 years, he was giving shiur my brachas. I was going to college. I was in high school and college when this was going on. So after I graduated college, I started going to the shiur for a couple of years. I was there for a few years. So he took well over 10 years to learn brachas, and he learned it very nicely. And then they made a whole catered siyum, a fleshik siyum. It cost a fortune of money to attend. I couldn't afford it, so one of the balabatim paid for us. But me, I used to come with Michal Shurkin, Rabbi Shurkin. So they invited both of us on the house. He's gonna pay. We should come to the siyum because they saw that we came every week to hear the shiur. So Rabbi Soloveitchik spoke after, not at the siyum, he spoke the ritur. After the whole siyum was over, he said, one can raise a question. They attribute this question to his uncle, Rav Elvela Soloveitchik. One could raise a question that when you're learning brachas, the bulk of the Masechta deals with dinim derabbanan. So on the level of the Raisa, we did bittul Torah every Tuesday night. Mid derabbanan, it was Talmud Torah. Maybe we should have done better. Maybe we should have learned Zvachim or Menachas, where the bulk of the Gemara is dinim derabbanan. And like 5%, less than 10% is dinim derabbanan. Would have had more Talmud Torah deraisa and less bittul Torah deraisa. They attribute such a statement to Rav Elvela Soloveitchik that he said one who studies dinim derabbanan is bittul Torah on the level deraisa. It's only Talmud Torah mederabbanan. So there's a sefer. The students are a bar named Steinman, just passed away a couple of years ago. So they put together very cute. His wife's name was Tamar. His wife passed away before him. So they put out two books, E'ele B'Tomer. One book is about the Chazon Ish. They took together everything that he ever said in the Chazon Ish, all of his shiurim that were printed. He wrote quite a few svarim. He printed a lot of svarim, and then they have tapes of all the other shiurim that were never printed. So they put together everything that he ever said about the Chazon Ish in a book, in a logical order, that's called E'ele B'Tomer, about Chazon Ish. Then he has another volume, E'ele B'Tomer, about Brisk. He was born in Brisk. So he remembered. He was 6 years old when Rab Chaim passed away. So as a child, he remembered Rab Chaim. He was a neighbor of Rab Elvela. He spoke to Rab Simcha Zelig all the time. He knew the Chazonim. He knew the Balabatim. So he writes about the whole city, Brisk, about the shul, about the Balabatim. Very fascinating. He writes a lot of very, very fascinating things. The book about Brisk is twice as big as the book, twice as thick as the book about the Chazon Ish. I would have thought, Fakert, he lived in Eretz Yisrael so many years, near the Chazon Ish. He didn't know the Chazon Ish so well, but Brisk he knew very well. He never learned by Rav Elbel of Soloveitchik, even though he was born in Brisk, he never learned by him, but he used to play with Rav Elbel's children. So he heard all the stories in the family. So he attributes such a statement to Rav Elbel of Soloveitchik. Rav Elbel said like that, when you learn brachas, you're learning dinim derabanan, and it's bittul Torah on the level of the rice. It's only Talmud Torah midirabanan. Rav Soloveitchik raised that issue after he made the whole siyum on all the brachas. So he said, one can raise a question. Maybe we would have made a better choice if he would have been learning zvachim and menachas. It would have been more Talmud Torah deraisa and less bittul Torah deraisa. So he said, he thinks that that's not correct. He thinks that even though the chayvus hagavra, the obligation that the person has to observe the mitzvahs derabanan, is only midirabanan, chayvus hagavra is only midirabanan. That's why he says safik derabanan lekula. But a cheftza shel Torah, it is on the level of deraisa. When the chachamim introduce a din derabanan, it's called the chelak of Torah, on the level of deraisa. How can that be that something is a cheftza shel Torah, but the chayvus hagavra to observe it is only midirabanan? So he said, that's not a pella. You have Beis Shammai's opinion. We don't, Ruba de Ruba, we don't paskin like Beis Shammai. Tosfos writes in the beginning of Sukkot, Tosfos quotes from the Siddur Rav Amram Goyen, that I think there are only six cases, but we paskin like Beis Shammai, and he lists them off. Sukkot is one of them. The size of the Sukkot has to be Zayin al Zayin, not Vav al Vav, and then another two by tzitzis, a couple more. But most of the time, the din is like Beis Hillel against Beis Shammai. So a lot of times, we spend a lot of time in the Gemara. A lot of times, it's a machlokes is on the level of Deraisa. In the middle of Yevamos, Daf Chav Tes, there's a whole sugya where they talk about Maimer le Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai's opinion about Maimer works min haTorah, and we don't paskan like Beis Shammai. So why do we waste so much time spending time to figure out Beis Shammai's opinion? If we know in advance, we don't paskan like Beis Shammai. So sometimes, it's important to spend time to figure out what did Abayi say. We know in advance we're going to pass like Rava, because if you don't fully understand Abayi, then you won't fully understand Rava. You have to know what exactly did they agree upon, what they disagree upon. That's what Rabbi Soloveitchik always used to do. The Gemara is full of machlokes, always talking about machlokes Tanoi, machlokes Amarai, machlokes Arishonim. So he would always ask, whenever you have a machlokes, but what do they agree on? First, let's discuss the 99 dinim that they agree on. After we'll ascertain what they agree on, then we'll already understand, we'll be able to place it into proper perspective, what's the one that could have where they disagree. So that's one reason why we have to spend time learning Beis Shammai Shita in order to understand Beis Hillel better. You have to know what do they agree upon and what do they disagree upon. But even without that, even if it's, we know what Beis Hillel said, it's still a mitzvah of Talmud Torah, because the Gemara says regarding the many disputes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, Eilu v'eilu divrei Elokim Chaim. The Beis Shammai were working with the Midrash HaTorah and the Drashas Bahem. So the shitas that they developed constituted a cheftza shel Torah, and if you learn their shitas, that constitutes a kiyum of Talmud Torah. And there's no chayvus hagavra at all. You're not allowed to follow Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai b'malkim silei the Mishnah. You're not even mitzarefit to consider it a sveksveike, or to consider a safek arla b'chutzlar, as the Gemara says in Brachas on daf on above. We totally ignore Beis Shammai's opinions. In other machlekes, and we don't totally ignore. We say, halacha k'divra mekel be'erev, halacha k'divra mekel be'ovel. We sometimes make it like the minority opinion in certain areas. Well, here by Beis Shammai, we don't accept their opinion at all. They were totally outvoted, and we ignore their opinion, halacha l'maisa. But when you study their shita, it constitutes a mitzvah of Talmud Torah. So he said, Yisifanat Gemara, that Eilu v'Eilu Divrei Elokim Chaim, you can have something that constitutes a cheftza shel Torah, where there's no chavis agavra at all. You're not allowed to follow Beis Shammai. So he said, it's not a pella if you're going to say that the mitzvahs midirabanan, the chachamim, we have a whole system of dinam deraisa, then they institute the dinam derabanan. This is, Rabbi Soloveitchik didn't say this, this is amening on. The Gemara has a call, called the tikkun rabbanan kein deraisa tikkun. They always pattern the dinam derabanan after dinam deraisa. The building blocks that they use to formulate a din derabanan are always dinam deraisa. They latch all the dinam derabanan, always latch it onto some category that exists on the level of deraisa. And therefore, the dinam derabanan become a chelik, it becomes a chepsel shel Torah on the level of deraisa. So that's what Rav Soloveitchik said. Rabbi Leib Steinman writes the same. He writes very extremely respectfully not only when he disagrees with Rav Delbel over here, he disagrees with people who have said utterly ridiculous things. He writes respectfully, Rabbi so-and-so said this, and I think it's difficult. It's difficult. Absolutely wrong. I would say he's dead wrong. It's difficult to say that because it's such a passionate enigma. He writes extremely so careful with the way he writes. Unbelievable. I was very impressed. I only met him once, the Mikre. I visited for a week in Berlin in the yeshiva. They invited me to come visit the yeshiva Giv Shur. So punk the week that I was there, Rabbi Leib Steinman came. All the Rabbanim came from all over Europe to listen to him speak. So I only met him once in person. But his writings, the way he writes in Israel, extremely, extremely with their acherets, Paul Tamidei Chachamim, no exaggerations at all. So over here also he quotes Rav Delbel of Soloveitchik, thought like that, he doesn't think it makes sense. And basically he says the same as what Rav Soloveitchik said, that when you learn along the same lines, just like when you learn Beishamai Shita, it constitutes a chepsa shel Torah for the purposes of mitzvahs Talmud Torah, even though there's no chavis agavra at all. So even dinim de Rabbanan, the chavis agavra is only on the level of Rabbanan, but it was formulated in the form of, it was kein deraisa tikkun, all the dinim de Rabbanan were formulated like halachas. They're not binding on the level of deraisa, but it blends in to be part of the Torah Shebal Peh on the level of deraisa. Rav Soloveitchik didn't mention this, but I would add on, if one looks in the Pirush HaMishnayos LaHarambam, in his Hakdama to Brachos, the Hakdama to Shisha Sidrei Mishnah, so the Rambam tells you the Mishnayos records the Torah Shebal Peh. And then he says the Torah Shebal Peh consists of five different parts. And he gives you the Chelek HaRishon, Chelek HaSheni. So he tells you one Chelek of Torah Shebal Peh are the Halachas L'Moshe Misina. He says there aren't so many. And he says they're going to give you the full list. He gives you a list, and on the bottom of the page, and all the big Gemaras, they say, look in the Tshuvas Chavis Yoyer, the Rambam left out 50 of the Halachas L'Moshe Misina. How can he say that this is a full list? So the Netziv has a whole discussion in his Hakdamah, to his commentary on the Shiltas. He thinks that the Rambam is very careful. Every time the Gemara says Hilchas HaGemiri Law, and Rashi and Taisus and the Rosh say it's Halachas L'Moshe Misina, the Rambam will never say that. The Rambam only says, when the Gemara says Halacha Moshe Messina, the Rambam says Halacha Moshe Messina. The Gemara says Hilchas HaGemira Lo, the Rambam will write Mipi HaShmua Lomdu. He says the Rambam understood that it's not Halacha Moshe Messina. Mipi HaShmua Lomdu means in an earlier generation it was established that this is the din, and we forgot what the derivation was. But it's not Halacha Moshe Messina. So the Rambam writes there is five different parts to Torah Shebal Peh. So he says you have Halachas L'Moshe Messina, that's clear. Torah Shebal Peh, absolutely. Halacha L'Moshe Messina is nothing. You can't read it in between the lines. Then there's the Midrash HaTorah Nedreshes, but you read in between the lines. And that was a Machlokes and the Gemara in Gittin, Machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and his student Rabbi Lozer, whether you consider the Midrash HaTorah Nedreshes, Klal HaPrat to Klal, and so on, whether you consider that like a Chelek of Torah Shebichsar, a Chelek of Torah Shebal Peh. That's really the bulk of the Torah, of the dinim that are derived based on Yud Gemara Midrash HaTorah Nedreshes. And then you have Pirushim HaMkubalim L'Moshe Misina. We have like Ayin Tachasayin means Mammon. It's a Melitza. Or what else do you have? Many Psukim like that. A lot of Psukim like that. The Rambam gives the example Pri Eitz Hadar. Pri Eitz Hadar, we have a tradition. It refers to an Esrog. It's not that you can take whatever you want. It's not a Chumra Midrabanan. Our tradition has it. That's what the word means. So that's Pirushim HaMkubalim L'Moshe Messina. So these are three parts of the Torah Shebal Peh. Pirushim HaMkubalim L'Moshe Messina, what the phrases are referring to. Then you have Halachas L'Moshe Messina, the tefillin have to be black and the tefillin have to be square. There's no way to derive that by reading in between the lines. Then you have the bulk of the Torah Shebal Peh, of the dinim that are derived through the Yud Gimel Midrash HaTorah Nedreshes. And then he says another two parts to the Torah Shebal Peh, section 4 and 5, are the Gzeiros de Rabbanan, and the Takanas the Rabbanan. That's part of Torah Shebal Peh. The Rabbanan is the Rabbanan. So it sounds from the Rambam, the Gzeiros are Lois Esse, and the Takanas are Mitzvah Esse. So the Rambam sounds very clearly as if he's driving a debt. All the Dinim, the Rabbanan, blend in to become a Chelek of the Torah Shebal Peh, Min HaTorah. That's what it sounds like very much. I never heard Rav Soloveitchik mention that, but I think that's what it sounds like to me when you read the Pirush HaMishnayos HaRambam. It sounds like what Rav Soloveitchik said. There is even a discussion in Poskim regarding the following, how far do you go with this? He said that all the dinim de rabbanon blend in to become a chelik of the Torah shebal peh min haTorah. That's all. Maybe it's even more than that. So the poskim have a discussion. Rabbi Yosef Engel has this, and he quotes earlier sources. We have a rule: ha'oisik b'mitzvah potah min haMitzvah. The person is engaged in performing one mitzvah, he's not obligated to stop to do another mitzvah. And the Ritva adds on, he's not permitted to be mopsik in the middle, because since he's exempt from the second mitzvah, it's like a dvar hashus, and it's being mopsik a mitzvah to take care of a dvar hashus, that's not permissible. So there is a big discussion in Rishonim whether ha'isik b'mitzvah, patah min haMitzvah, even applies. If he's ha'isik in a mitzvah derabanan, would that patah him from a mitzvah deraisa? What's the question? If a person observes a mitzvah derabanan, do you say the obligation to observe it is only midirabbanan, and the kiyum mitzvah is also only midirabbanan? There's a kiyum mitzvah. Maybe we should say no. The chayvus agavah to observe it is only midirabbanan, but the kiyum mitzvah maybe is a mitzvah deraisa. So that's an idea that was developed by the Beis Ephraim. Ephraim Zalman Margolius was a successful businessman. He lived in Brod. That's in Galicia. Brod is the big city in Galicia. So the rabbi in Brod at that time was a very prominent Talmud Chacham. He wrote a classic on Chulin that's called the Lev Aryeh. Nobody ever heard of it. Used to be a classic on Chulin. It's not brisk, so it's out of style today. But it's a knockout sefer on Chulin. He explains Rashi and Tosfos. He doesn't go brisk. He doesn't know from brisk where Rambam is. Very beautiful sefer. And this man was a balabas by him. But Ephraim Zalman Margolius was a balabas. He wrote a lot of swarm. Ephraim Zalman Margolius wrote a lot of swarm. The story goes that he was a little stingy, so a poor man once came to him for a donation, so he asked him, what do you say about my Svarim? Aren't they gewaldic? He wanted to hear a little praise, so one of his Svarim is called the Yad Ephraim. It's a commentary on the Magen Avraham. So the poor man says, all the Svarim except are good, except the Yad Ephraim can be a little better. He doesn't give enough tzedakah, he meant. Should give a little more money to charity. The Yad Ephraim needs a little improvement. So the Beis Ephraim talks about a kasha that the Shach raises. There is a din in the Gemara, Eimavat Anisa L'chatchila. And then the Gemara in Beitza sounds like it says that this prohibition, Eimavat Anisa L'chatchila, only applies to Anisa Deraisa. If you're dealing with Anisa Derabanan, it's mutter to be Mavatalit L'chatchila. If the Issa Derabanan fell into Heter, you don't have enough Heter to be Mavatalit, so you're going to lose more than. The Issa Derabanan was worth $1. Then it falls into Heter. You don't have Shishim. Now you're going to lose another $10 worth of Heter because of the $1 of Issa. So you'll have to add on another 50 units to make it into Shishim. So you won't have to lose the $10 of the Heter. So the Mechaber Paskins like that. That Eimavat Anisa L'chatchila doesn't apply when it's an Issa Derabanan. They fell into a little Heter and there's not enough to be Mevatle. You'll have to add on more to add up to Shishim. Should be bottled. And there are more. Limits it very much. Ramo quotes the Tosfos, the Ashkenazim. The Ramo always writes the Psak HaMekubal by the Ashkenazim, that we don't hold like that. So the Shach is bothered with the Kasha. The Shach on Yeridei is bothered with the following Kasha. It says in Ilchas Chanukah, Moshe Shemesh Ebener, if you lit Chanukah candles with oil, and the oil didn't burn a half an hour, so the leftover oil is hooked to the Mitzvah, and even after Chanukah is over, it's still hooked to the Mitzvah, and you're not allowed to use it for any other purpose other than Hadlokas Neres Chanukah. So if you want, you can save it till next year, but that's Chashina Letakola. You're going to have oil around the house. Someone's going to, by mistake, use it as a salad dressing or something. They're not going to realize that it's designated for next year Chanukah. Not everybody can read English or Hebrew, so you're going to write, don't use this bottle of Shemen Chanukah. We're afraid you're not allowed to leave non-kosher food around the house. That's a Gemara in Psochim, because Chashina Letakola. So it says in the Shulchan Aruch, Rabbi Yosef Kara writes in the Shulchan Aruch, he quotes the Rishonim, even if the Moshe Shemesh had been there, got mixed in with a little of other Shemen. And now not only the $2 worth of Shemen is hooked to the mitzvah, so you have another $10 that's also, you're not allowed to add on more Shemen to be Mevat Levishishim, because they Mevat the Nisan Lechatchila. So the Shach has the Kasha, the whole mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is only Midirabbanan. So the worst it can be is hooked to the mitzvah of Midirabbanan. So the Mechaber L'shitasa should have said that it's mutter. And the Mechaber Paskins, like the simple reading of the Gemara in Beitza, that Eimavat and Issa L'chatchila doesn't apply when the whole Issa is only Midirabbanan in the first place, and it fell into a heter, and you're going to suffer a bigger hefset. So that's a kasha the Shachias. So the different terutzim are given on the kasha. It's a very strong kasha. So the Beis Ephraim has the following suggestion. Big chiddush. And that's Rabbi Yosef Engel discusses whether he's right or he's not right. He thinks that it's a machlekes Rishonim. Beis Ephraim has a suggestion that true the obligation to light Neres Chanukah is only midrabbanan. The Chovas Agav is midrabbanan, but once you light it, it constitutes a heftz of a mitzvah on the level of deraisa, and the hook to the mitzvah will be deraisa. The obligation to light Neres Chanukah is midrabbanan, but once you did light it, the hook to the mitzvah becomes deraisa, because it is a mitzvah deraisa. Whenever you do, see, Rav Soloveitchik thought it's the din of the rabbanan that were instituted become a heftzah shal Torah on the level of the Raisa. He never discussed, do you consider it a heftzah shal mitzvah? Is there a kiyama mitzvah on the level of the Raisa? So Beis Ephraim came up with this chiddush nifla. All the takonas the Rabbanon, once you do the mitzvah, it's a kiyama mitzvah on the level of the Raisa. So that's Rabbi Yosef Engel points out, that's a big debate in Rishonim, where they say, ha'isik bin mitzvah the Rabbanon is potter from a mitzvah the Raisa. When you're oisik in a mitzvah the Rabbanon, you say it has the status of a heftzah shal mitzvah on the level of the Raisa, or only no, it's only mid the Rabbanon. So this is already along those lines, that it's a kiyama mitzvah on the level of the Raisa, and the hook to the mitzvah is going to be the Raisa. So that's an observation. He doesn't understand makol harash hazeh, such a big literature. The Ramban is so long on that shorish aleph, that the Rambam says you don't count mitzvahs the Rabbanon, and the Rambam, he said, because all the mitzvah Rabbanon are subsumed under Loisos, and the Rabban has such an attack. Okay, so he has this disagreement about Zokamama, whether it's Chayv and Misa or not. That we understand. That talk a matter of life and death, but that never comes up. Zokamama Yisha doesn't come up. So the Ramban attacks the Rambam. He piles on riots that Din of the Rabbanon are only made the Rabbanon. The Rambam also agrees that Din of the Rabbanon are Rabbanon. The Rambam didn't say that Din of the Torah. The Rambam also agrees, Sofik the Rabbanon Lekula. So Rav Soloveitchik said he doesn't understand what are they fighting about. When you institute a din derabbanan, it's a chevzah shel Torah on the level of the Raisa. The chovas hagarba to observe it is only midrabbanan. And that's the machlokes, the Rambam and the Ramban regarding Zokin Mamre. So the Rambam holds that Zokin Mamre will be chayv misa if he paskins on a din derabbanan, because it's a chevzah shel Torah. So a psak is chal on whatever is part of a chevzah shel Torah. The dinim of Erev Pesach before Chatzos, and now before Chatzos, the Chometz is also Banoah. It's not a Chevetz, the Chevetz Agav is only the Rabbanah, but a Chevetz Shotari is on the level of the Raisa. So the Ramam holds that a Hoiro is Chal on something that's part of Torah Shabbal Peh. So it is part of Torah Shabbal Peh. And the Ramban holds no. Just like the Gemara says regarding Parhel and Dovah Shel Tzibur, that the Bez Nagodol is only Chayv to bring Parhel and Dovah Shel Tzibur, 51% of the population in Eretz Yisrael violating Issid Kari is based on the mistaken Psaka that Bez Nagodol, they bring a parallel in Dovah Shel Tzibur. So Gemara says, it has to be Ashiyora Lasois. It's not just enough, they say, that's the din, have to say, it's Muta Halocha Lamais, and Muta Lasois. So the Ramban thinks that since the Zokem Mamre is only Chayv Misa Vipaskins Halocha Lamais, so the Chayv Sagavra on the dinam der Rabbanon is only with the Rabbanon. So how can you say that there's a Chayv Misa? But he said he doesn't understand what they make. They blew it out of proportion. What's the whole issue? Everybody agrees on 98% of everything they all agreed to. A Cheftzah Shel Torah, he thought a Cheftzah Shel Torah. Everyone agrees all the Dinim Rabbanon blend in to be a Cheftzah Shel Torah on the level of the Raisa. Everyone agrees the Chavis Agav to observe it is only with the Rabbanon. One little detail machloikas by the Zokem Mamre is he Chai Misa or not? What is that? Does the Zokem Mamre have to paskan on a Cheftzah Shel Torah? Does he have to paskan on Shiyor Elasas, Halacha Lemaisa? So since it has to be Halacha Lemaisa, says the Chavis Agav is only the Rabbanon, so it can't be Chayv Misa. That was Rav Soloveitchik. So he didn't understand why there's such a big literature in Achrayim on this debate between the Rambam and Ramban. He thought that it was a very slight machlekes. That's the story about Lois Osur. Okay, what time is it now? I'm over time. Thank you. Oh, who's it? Oh, it's not mine.